Morning, Drift Run. I'll tell you what, I am glad for the good news of Jesus Christ. Are you not? Thank God. I thank God that I am redeemed this morning. I don't know about you. You may be sitting back here this morning and you may be feeling like the chains have got you bound. You may be thinking that you know what, that you're unworthy. I'm here to tell you this morning that you are worthy. Amen? You are worthy. But you know what? You've got to accept what Jesus Christ has done. There's nothing that makes you any less worthy than what I am or what Patty was whenever we accepted Jesus Christ into our heart. Not anything. But you know what we did one time? We went and accepted Him and He came into our hearts. Amen. That's what made me worthy to go to heaven one day. It wasn't that I was anything. It wasn't that I can raise my hand here this morning and say, I was great at this or great at that. You're going to soon find out I'm not great at anything. But praise God, I didn't have to be great at anything to know that Jesus Christ loved me one day. Amen? Amen. I'm going to be over in Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. I'm going to read it here a little bit. We'll have a word of prayer here in a little bit. But I want to ask you something this morning. If they would come up for a cure for cancer, if they come up with it, Greg, and they could give you a pill, or maybe they'd have a vaccine that they could give you, that you know what, that it would take care of it, and that cancer would no longer ever affect you. How many of you here would be rushing to your doctor to get it? I would. Amen. Amen. I would go get that. But you know what? What if you were terminally ill and you said to yourself, you know what? I don't want it. You know what? I don't want to try it. It scares me. I don't want to do this. And you didn't do it. You would probably think to yourself, that person's probably just a little bit off the rocker, right? You probably think, well, you know, that's just plain crazy. There's a cure and you could go get it. That'd be just plain crazy, right? I'm here to tell you something this morning, that there is something out there that is worse than cancer. And it is sin. And I'm here to tell you this morning that there is a cure for it this morning. The thing about it is, Greg, it's abundantly free to all. It's abundantly free. Yet, there are still so many that are just like that person there that you would think would be, you know, they're saying, well, you know what, I don't need that cure. I don't want that cure. There are people out there that say that. There are people that will say that. I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't think that they're any less crazy than the person that wouldn't accept a cure for cancer. That's in this humble opinion right here, because the cure is there. The good news is that there is a cure for it, and yet they won't do it. But sadly, so many, too many, they won't accept it. They won't take it. The scripture I'm going to talk about this morning, whenever I get into it, found in the 8th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. It talks about a people, the people of Judah. They were suffering greatly. They needed a cure. They needed a cure in their lives. And you know what? And it was offered to them time and time again, but they would not accept it. I'm here to tell you, Patty, the cure for anything will not do you any good unless you take it. If you're sitting back there this morning and you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, I'm here to tell you this morning, all the preaching in the world, all the teaching, all the songs that you heard this morning will not do you no good unless you accept the cure. And praise God, that cure is Jesus Christ. Amen? That cure is Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you this morning. There's no doubt in my mind that's who it is. I want you to allow me this morning before I read the scripture. Allow me this morning. I'm going to use part of the scripture this morning. I'm going to use part of a scripture. I don't normally do that, but let me tell you something. I believe that you know what? You should use all the scripture, and everything should be in context. But let me tell you something this morning. Brother Mark, I believe this, that a part of a scripture will make the devil run. Amen? I believe we could put him on the run with just a little bit of scripture. I believe that we can do that. I believe this morning that you know what? You've got to have the knowledge of God's Word in your life, Greg. You've got to have it. And if you've got the knowledge of God's Word in your life and in your heart, guess what? You got to apply it. Amen? You need to apply it. That's what I'm here for. There's a time, brothers, that we need knowledge in our lives, the knowledge of God's Word. And there are times whenever we have that knowledge, we need to apply it. We have no power of ourselves. Will you agree with me on that this morning? We have no power within ourselves or of ourselves this morning. But I believe that there is power in the name of Jesus. I believe that there is power in the Word of God. And I believe that, you know what, if we get ourselves, and if we want to seek the cure, praise God, we can find the cure for our lives. If you would, Jeremiah 8:22. I want you to read the first part of this verse with me, if you would, please. Jeremiah 8:22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Let's read it again. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Let us pray. Father, as we come this morning, Lord, I ask you, Father, to be with this service the rest of it, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would get me out of the way, Lord. I pray, Father, that what's said and done here the rest of the way, Lord, I pray, Father, that your anointing would be here, Lord, this morning. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you know what? That all that these hearts that are out here this morning, Lord, I pray for any of them out there, Lord, that needs a touch, that needs you, that needs this cure in their lives, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would show them here this morning, Lord. I pray that, Father, that you would just do that. And, Lord, we'll give you the praise and the glory for it all. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. Let me paint a little picture for you here. At this time in the history of Judah, this is what was going on. They had begun to worship false idols. They had been doing this and they had begun adultery and there was lying and there was all manner of things going on. And they had started serving Baal and other gods. And you know what? This is something that really surprised me when I got to reading about it. You read this and find out if I'm not true on this. What they would do when they were doing this, Greg, they would go to the temple and they'd worship. And you know what they thought? They thought that if they went to the temple, they thought that if they went there, that everything was going to be okay, Mark. That's what they thought. They thought that everything was just going to be hunky-dory and everything was just going to be fine. No matter what else they did in their lives, they believed that if they went and got to that temple, that God would never let anything happen to them and happen to Jerusalem. Because they thought that the temple was where God resided, and he did reside there. Amen. But guess what happened? What they didn't realize was that as they were going about doing their other stuff, that God had left the temple. And he told them, he said, listen, I will let the people come into you, I will let the enemy come into you. And they were thinking in their minds, listen, you know what? Listen, we're good because we got the temple of God here. Jeremiah told him, God told Jeremiah, he said, listen, he said, don't believe the false prophets. Don't let them fool you. I'm here this morning to tell you, you know what? They believed the false prophets. I'm here to tell you this morning, do not. And you think, well, that just happened back then. No, listen to me. There's many a false prophet running around today as well. There's many of them. And you know what they're trying to tell? They're trying to tell people, you know what? Guess what? Yes, you know what? You don't have to worry about it. As long as you go to church, you know what everyone can tell you? You're saved. You're safe. You're secure if you just attend church. You're safe or you're secure if you just go to Sunday school. You're good if you just read, say a little prayer here and there. If you just read the Word of God once in a while. And these preachers will tell and the people tell them, they're preaching this stuff out there today. And I'm here to tell you right now, listen to me. I want to be as honest as I can be with you. Unless Jesus Christ, unless you've accepted Him into your heart, unless the Holy Spirit resides in your heart, here this morning, I'm here to tell you, you are being fooled. You're no different than what the people of Judah were back then. And listen to me, there is a balm that can cure that. There is a great physician that can handle that here this morning. And he's able to apply it to our lives if you are just willing and willing to come and let him have what's going on in your life. Going to church, I say this a lot, but I feel that God has impressed this upon me down through the years. Going to church does not save you. Do you understand that? You could attend church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, and go to revivals. You think I'm kidding you? And still die and go to hell if you do not accept Jesus into your heart. You can know that Bible back and forth. You say, how can that be? I had Oki always told the story here of a gentleman that he talked to that knew the Bible better than most Christians knew it. But if you'd ask him if he was a Christian, he said no, he was not a Christian. But he knew the Bible. And you say, how can that be? It can be. It can be. There's people that pray that think that they're Christians and they pray. Listen, I'm not nobody's judge. I'm just here to tell you. Listen to me. There are many a false prophet. There's many a false preacher out there today saying things that are not true. And they're thinking that there's no way that God would ever send them to a place called hell. And they're thinking this because, you know what? I go to church. I do this. I do that. Listen to me. If you do not know Jesus, there's a chance you're going to end up in hell one of these days. There's a strong chance that you will end up there. Listen, these people were going through the motions. That's what they were doing. They were going through the motions. They would come to the temple. They would go through all the festivals, all the feasts. They were doing all this stuff. And once they were done, you know what they would do? They'd go back out living the life the way that they wanted to live their lives. I'm here to tell you this morning they went through the motions. There's been a time in my life I've went through the motions, Sean. I'm going to be honest with you. This preacher went through the motions sometimes. How about you? Have you done it? God brought me to my knees about it as well. I want you to understand that. I'm here to preach to you about that this morning. He brought me to my knees about that. Because, you know, going through the motions doesn't get it. It doesn't get it. He said, I want you to worship me in what? In spirit and in truth. That's what he wants. And I'm here to tell you this morning, going through the motions of going to church does not get it. And it will not get it. The bomb has not been applied by the great physician. I'm here to tell you this morning, you're in trouble. Amen? You're in trouble. If the bomb has not been applied by the great physician, maybe you're here and God has warned you time and time again. Has God warned you time and time again? I've known people that have been warned time and time again. The Spirit has dealt with them time and time and time again, and they'll tell you that it has. Ron will tell you that it has. And yet they do nothing about it. Oh, yeah, I know I should go to church. I'm not saying, I don't even ask them if they're going to church. I want to know if you're saved. Amen? Amen? You know what? You're going to church, that's fine, great. I want people to go to church, but I want you to be saved. I want you to know that Jesus lives in your heart this morning. I've heard testimony after testimony of people, Patty, that went to church, and they finally got saved almost on their deathbed. I'm telling you. I'm not lying to you this morning. I'm not trying to make this up. I don't want to. I want people to know that there is a difference. There is a difference in just coming to church and going through the motions and knowing that Jesus lives in your heart. And whenever you know that He lives in your heart, you'll know what you know what you know. Amen. I tell you, there's no doubt in my mind. That night I got on my knees, the Holy Spirit flooded my heart, and there was no doubt in my mind that I was born again.
Amen.
Can you say that tonight? This morning, can you say it? Can you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the moment that the Spirit come into your life and that He walks with you and He guides you? Jesus said, I leave, but I'm not going to leave you alone. He said, I'm going to send a comforter with you. The comforter of Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Amen. He has called you into salvation, and you refuse to surrender. Maybe you're here this morning, and time after time, He has dealt with you and dealt with you and said, listen, you know what? And the Spirit will do that. I'll tell you, before I got saved, I knew the Spirit was dealing with me. I'm not here to tell you I knew that the Spirit was dealing with me. I was a miserable individual. I was miserable. I was so miserable. And you know what? Whenever I finally get, I just let Him have it. Janet, I just let go. And I said, enough is enough. I need you, Lord. Amen. And He come into my heart. And you know that. You know what? Are you here this morning? And has He revealed your transgressions to you here this morning? Is He revealing them to you? You know what? I can stand up here and I can look across you guys, and all you people look great. You look great to me. I can't see where it's important. Do you know that? I can't see your heart. I can't see what's going on down in your soul. I can't see. And you don't know what's going on in mine. But praise God, God knows what's going on. He knows, and He will deal with you about that. He has called you into repentance. Yet, just like the people of Judah, you refuse to listen. Just like the people, you refuse to repent. And I'm here to tell you, and this is what I preach about. This is why I preach it the way that I do. Because I know what lies for those that don't know the Lord if they go out of this world. I know the consequence. I preached about it here a few weeks ago. What lies in store for those that do not know Jesus as their Savior. I'm going to say this. Mercy's abundant right now. One day mercy's going to run out. Do you understand that? Mercy's going to run out for you one day. If you're sitting here this morning and you're saying constantly in your heart that, you know what, I just keep putting it off. Another time, Lord. Another day. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. No. I would that you were a Christian and the whole world was a Christian. Amen. Amen. The consequences. I know what lies out there. The God that I serve is a God of love. I know that people say, well, how can a God like that? Listen to me. He has made every way possible available to you to come to know Him, to come to get to know Him. We cannot say that He never made a way. I've heard people say this, and this is what they mean. Whenever I get to heaven, I'm just going to tell God, you're not going to tell God nothing. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? You're not going to stand there and tell God nothing. The book's going to be open. He's going to have your life laid out in front of you. And you're going to show you where you had the opportunity, where you didn't have it. You know, He's going to show you all this and where you didn't accept it. And you know what? You may be begging for mercy then, but mercy may be too late. It'll be too late then, I can tell you. He loves them. He wants you to repent time after time after time. God sent prophets to His people, and they rejected it time after time after time. God's message, God is showing Jeremiah in this scripture what is going to happen to the city of Jerusalem. He's showing them. He's telling them that an enemy is coming in, a mighty enemy. And this enemy is going to come. And you know what, Sean? It's not going to overrun them. It ain't going to overrun them. He's showing Jeremiah this. And he's trying to tell the people that the enemy's coming. And it's not going to overrun you. Do you believe me that there are times that the enemy will try to overrun you?
Amen.
Do you believe that? I believe there are times when the enemy will try to overrun us. He'll hit us full front as hard as he can hit us. And some of you have been through it. I know you have. He'll do that to you. But guess what? Keep hanging in there, because there is a balm and there is a physician that can apply it. Praise God. You know what? You may be being hit head on, but praise God, Jesus will stay up and say, peace be still.
Amen.
Praise God. He can do that when the enemy comes rushing in like a flood. He will put up a standard against it. Praise God, to where you know what? He can, when they let him come like he is. But there are times when the enemy will do just like he did, like he was going to do to Jerusalem right then. He'll lay siege to you. You know that? He'll lay siege to you. He'll surround you sometimes and try to pick here and try to come this way and try to come in at you this way and try to just try to break you down over time, Sean. Have you ever been there? Been there. And I'm here to tell you, guess what? There is a balm. There is a cure. And there is a physician that will apply. Listen to me. Listen, whenever the devil comes at you, whenever he does, we've got to shut up all the windows. We've got to shut up all the doors. We've got to seal every crack, praise God, that he wants to get into our spiritual lives. Because I'm here to tell you, he will try his best to do it. Had an old preacher say this years ago. He said the devil has pointy shoes on. And he said he just likes to get a toe. Just like to get a little crack into your life. And he will keep puffing and picking and coming at you. But praise be to God, there is a cure. There is a cure. If you're tired of that, if you feel like you're under siege, if you feel like here this morning, the devil is coming full force at you, there is a cure this morning. And more than that, the great physician is the one that can apply it. Amen. He can do that. You know, in verse 20 of that same chapter, Jeremiah is looking out over. He knows what's coming, and he's looking out. And as he's looking out, he sees the crops out in the distance. He sees them. And he knows that the Babylonian army is going to be a siege around that city. And those people cannot get to those crops. And he sees that and he knows what's going to happen. Those people are going to wish that they had died by the sword, is what he says. What he says in the way, if you read it back there, he said those people are going to wish that they had died by the sword of what's coming on them. People are going to be starving to death. Everything, and they can, and what the worst thing about it is, they ain't going to burn the crops, they're going to let them set out there so the people can see them. That's what they're going to do. And Jeremiah sees all this coming. He said, the summer has come. Remember he said, the summer has come. He said, and we are not yet saved. Why? Because the enemy is in between them and their blessing. I'm here to tell you this morning. Do you understand me about this? Listen, God has shown me. You may be here this morning, and the enemy has in between you and what God has for you in your life. The enemy may be there. I'm here to tell you this morning, there is a cure. There is a balm. There is a physician to apply it to your life this morning. And we can get to those crops. We can get to the life you're setting back there this morning. I'm here to tell you, and you know what? You've let everything get in front of you. You've let everything, you've let the enemy keep you from salvation, keeping you from life, keeping you from eternal life. Just like no different than them people looking out at them crops, looking out at them, and they're looking out and they can't get to them. I'm here to tell you, you can get to it this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Is Jesus, is the Spirit dealing with you here this morning? Not only can He give you a cure, He can give you an eternal cure.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Isn't that awesome? The balm of Gilead and the physician. That's a portion of Scripture. Praise God. We should be able to make the devil run. Amen. We should be able to say, devil, I have the cure, and His name is Jesus Christ, and He can apply it to my life.
Amen.
I praise God this morning. Are you? Where are you at this morning in your life? Where are you at this morning? I'll tell you, I'm not. You'll find out I'm not a great preacher. I don't claim to be. But one thing I want you to know is that, praise God, you need Jesus.
Amen.
You don't need me. You don't need anybody else here, but you need Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
You need Him. And I'll tell you what, He is willing. He's willing to come down here with you right here. He's willing to come right here with you. And you know what? He's willing to get right here beside of you. And He's willing, as they said, come to the table.
Yeah, amen.
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 Make no difference where you're at. Does it make no difference what you've done? Does it make any difference where you're at here this morning? You know what? Well, you don't know me, preacher. You don't know how bad I was. You don't know me. You don't know how bad I was.
Yeah.
Amen. You want to compare bad stories to bad stories? We could probably compare some. Amen. But praise God, He saved me.
Amen.
He saved my soul. He's no respecter of person.
Amen.
And He can do the same for you here this morning. Amen. He can do that. They come and get a song.